Next, I want to talk about payments in lieu of notice, or pylons. Pylons may be taxable if they're contractual, or non-taxable if paid as compensation or damages for being refused the opportunity to work the notice period. But what is certain is that they will come under close scrutiny by HMRC. Pylons are usually the main target of HMRC officers, seeking to establish that the payments are contractual and therefore liable to tax at NICs. HMRC uses the term auto-pylons and considers that where the payments are made automatically as a consequence of the termination of the employment, they are liable to tax and national insurance contributions. Similarly, habitual payments, that is where the employer regularly makes payments in lieu of notice when an employee leaves, will also be regarded as taxable. Discretionary payments will be taxed if there is evidence of the employer exercising the discretion to make the payment instead of perhaps negotiating a compensation package. HMRC should not seek to tax genuine compensation or damages, so what we need to do is to look at what the payment is and what evidence exists to demonstrate that the pylon is genuine compensation, as opposed to something where the employee has a contractual entitlement.